It is time for Cop Chat.
Yeah, with a guy who is like Roxette, he's dressed for success. Steve Smith, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you both?
Yeah, good. Before we move on, I'm going to ask you this question too. Did you know that some fish can change their sex? We were talking about this earlier this morning.
I did, but okay. I wasn't aware it happened to trevellies. I think it actually happens to barramundi and also flathead. I think that when you see large fish in those species, they are female, but they were born male.
Are you a fisherman yourself, are you?
I wouldn't describe myself as inverted commas a fisherman, yeah. But I'm a sort of a hobby fishing person.
Did you look that up on the computer at the police station? Because I think that would be flagged, wouldn't it?
I think I learned it when I worked in Cooktown because everyone was trying to catch barramundi.
Oh, right.
Well, I only learned it today. So, hey, Steve, I would love to talk about the life of fish here in the studio, but there's something more important we need to talk about. Dave was telling me yesterday, today's topic was about investment scamming.
That's correct. So it's really relevant, isn't it? Because I don't think I've ever lived or been alive at a time when there has been such sustained, intense financial pressure on everyone. So it's no surprise, really, that our scammers are baiting the hooks and throwing them out in the community and seeing what they can collect. So we're seeing a lot of Mackay with Sunday residents falling to investment scams. A lot. Most people are losing tens of thousands of dollars, which sounds pretty intense.
That is a lot, yeah.
But within the last 10 days, we actually saw someone, it's the worst money loss I've ever seen in our patch. They lost in excess of $600,000 plus to an investment scam. So, you know, we need to be speaking about this. So how are they reaching out to victims in the first place? Where is it happening? It's happening on websites where they create their own websites to look official investment opportunities, etc.
Yeah.
Social media is probably the most common one. So people are not starting their day looking for investment opportunities, but it's, you know, it's happening. It's popping up. It's reaching out to them through social media. And really interestingly, many of them appear to be endorsed by, celebrities, people who are very well known, famous people, not just through images, but through, of all things, AI. So it might appear that a person is speaking and talking.
Some of them are really good, though. Like the AI, me even tricked. There was one about Hamish Blake talking about something a few weeks ago, and it wasn't him.
Yeah, exactly. I watched something on the weekend, and of all people, Nigel sent it to me. So we saw the current president of the United States and the former president of the United States talking about circles and squares.
Wow.
For a conversation that went on for about a minute. It sounded very authentic, weird, but it wasn't them. You know, the audio, the imagery was perfect. So you can see why scammers are using that option to try and endorse their investment opportunities.
Would you say that the older demographic is an easier target?
I don't know if they're an easier target, but they're the more sought after target. And the reason is being retired in most instances, you have life savings at your disposal. Yeah. So this is a horrible analogy, but we use the term when we're speaking to the community, it's like milking the cow.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, if you know that the cow over here's got loads of milk, that's where you're going to go to milk the cow. Whereas if there's one over here that, you know, he's not ready, that's not where you go.
Yeah.
I'm just curious. You said baiting the hook previously. Mm. Do they bait you with a small amount to start off with? And then keep taking stuff out of your account?
That's a really good question. I've seen both. So I've seen where scams have happened where they present the opportunity as something that you must act on quickly and invest heavily to get a known return, and the return is significant.
Right.
So there's time pressure involved, and some people acting without advice and without research and without time to consider will do it. And I've seen other circumstances where people, it's like death by a thousand cuts. So they're offering more money each month over a prolonged period of time, and the end result is that they're totally broke and no return.
And there's no such thing as a known return, is there?
Not in those circumstances. Mm. Not when you're dealing with investment scammers. Absolutely not. So our message to people who might be starting their day, not even out there thinking, I'm going to look for an investment opportunity today. Mm. One's presented to you. That in itself is something that, in my mind, is a red flag. If something presents itself to you and you weren't even considering it, first red flag.
Yeah.
So through those opportunities that I've just described to you, whether it's website, social media, pop-up message, cold call at home, pull back. But my second message is that you have to do your research. And a lot of people say to me, okay, research, what does that mean? How do I verify that this business that I'm thinking about dealing with is genuine and regulated and licensed? Do you know where to check in Australia to see if that's the case?
Wouldn't have a clue.
ASIC.
See, I was going to say that, but I thought, no, that wouldn't be the same thing, though. But so it's ASIC, the website.
It is. Okay, yeah, right. That's where you go to check if an investment business is genuine, if licensed and regulated, etc. That's where you go to check. So, and my third piece of advice would be that not everyone has a financial advisor, but if you're being pressured to invest big, quick, pull back, seek some external third-party financial advice before you do it. There's so much to lose.
If it is legitimate, they're going to be there waiting for you to do your research before you come back.
That's exactly right. And people won't mind. No, if it's exactly a genuine, they'll say, okay, yes, please go and do that. Have our system checked and then come back to us. Exactly.
It's a huge thing. It's a huge issue, not just around Mackay Woods, but around the country. So please be careful. Dot your I's, cross your T's, the whole lot. If people want to find more, Steve, do we just go to Mackay Police or the police website? Or
You can, I think the ACCC website's very good for getting information about all types of scams. Yep. The ASIC is very much the same. The Australian Cyber Security Centre has some great information. Even ID Care, the website, has fantastic info. There's lots of opportunities to educate yourself.
All right, make sure you do that, folks. You can hear this again on the Listener app too, LASTNR. Steve, as always, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it, mate. Time, mate. Thank you.